This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
I see a deficit of just over $1.5 billion, correct? That's the fiscal cliff we keep talking about.
It's the falloff in state revenue starting next July 1st. But despite all the warning signs, some lawmakers don't think the drop will be all that steep.
A significant part of that, $400 to $500 million of the fiscal cliff that we talk about, is largely inflation.
Senator Sharon Hewitt also questions legislative fiscal analyst Greg Albrecht about the accuracy of the amount of the plunge resulting from expiration of one penny of sales tax.
You believe that we did see roughly the $1 billion increase?
I don't have to believe it. I see the numbers every month come in from the revenue department. It's a dramatic step.
And as Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden warns, there will be a dramatic fall.
The budget I'll present in February, as I'm required to do, will be balanced. It'll cut $1 billion.
Some of the staunchest conservatives, like New Iberia Representative Blake Miguez, think that's fine.
You've got to figure out a way to get state government to live within its means, live with the growth of the private sector.
That group held out against any substantive tax measures this past year.
We can't sustain more taxes. It's irresponsible.
But Baton Rouge Republican Representative Steve Carter doesn't understand why they didn't at least try to bridge the gap.
I can't figure out why. They're really good people in the legislature. They try to do the right thing, but for some reason just can't pull the trigger. And I'm not sure why that is.
Tomorrow, we'll look at the need for bridges and roads. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.